So I was at the tournament this weekend, and you were absolutely tearing it up out there. You averaged just under 4 kills per set. You hit an impressive 414 average. You had a double-double performance against number 7th ranked Nazareth. And you closed out the weekend against Ramapo with a 4-dig, 7-kill, 3-ace, and 4-block performance. So what clicked, or what was the difference maker for you this weekend?
It was really just the overall team play. A big difference, a big change that we made is how much energy we're bringing to the court. If you were there, you probably saw, like, we're screaming and running around a lot more than we used to. And just that amount of energy makes it really hard for teams to keep up with us. And it just makes it so much more fun to be out on the court.
Definitely. You guys definitely had team energy on the court, off the court, every play, no matter how it ended up. And that was just, it was amazing to see for sure. And so I know I left this past weekend's tournament thinking you guys totally rocked out this weekend, but you definitely had to be happy with how you performed. Did you kind of expect that you would at least be acknowledged for what happened this weekend?
I was hoping so. I thought I played well. It was probably the best volleyball I've ever played. So, I mean, it's a really big honor to be acknowledged for it. It feels good.
Definitely. And you're the 11th player in the program's history to earn this award. So what does that mean to you?
It just shows how strong of a program we have. We've only had a team, I think this is our 13th season or something. And to even have 11 players in 13 seasons, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's definitely a testament to the strength of the program and just recruiting ability and all that volleyball knowledge, really. So the team is currently leading the CVC West Division. You're on a 9-game win streak, which is the longest running win streak in the conference right now. And most would say this is somewhat of a pressure situation. Are they right? And how do you keep your teammates focused on the game and not that hype or the target on your back?
We always play like there's a target on our back. That's like one of the big things that we acknowledge, is that we are a program with a lot of history and a lot of new programs want to come out and just beat us because that's huge for them. So the target isn't really something that overly concerns us because we're pretty used to it. But to keep it going, we really just have to keep playing with this energy and this focus. Like, the practices of the last couple of days have been super competitive, and everyone's playing with the same energy that we're bringing to match days. So if we just keep that up, it all should go well.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as a senior of the Redmen, what is your biggest goal from that senior leadership perspective?
My biggest playing goal is obviously to make the national tournament this year. But really the biggest goal for what everyone gets out of the season is just to, like, know our system and know how we function as a team on and off the court and how we represent our school, and to make sure that everyone's always giving the best representation of our team that we can.
Mm-hmm. And what can we expect moving towards the CVC tournament?
Hopefully we can expect some pretty big things. We obviously want to go and get the automatic qualifier because we don't have to want to rely on getting an at-large bid for the national tournament.
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully we just keep playing well.